Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by these mistakes I've made in my life. But no matter what I feel like, you tell me I must let go of the guilt, hurt, shame, heartbreak, depression.
And KQJOFF. We're five cities strong all day long. Believe it. We've got Louisiana on lock.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
Now it's our turn to bring as many souls back unto the Lord as we can. That's our present job, saints of God. And that's what we should be doing. We should be working feverishly and tirelessly on doing that job. And not, don't forget about perfecting yourself, because you can't help anybody else until you help yourself. You have to bring your own flesh under control as to where you live holy and righteous before God every day of your life. You're not living in sin. You're not wallowing in sin where you have to come back and say, oh God, forgive me. Oh God, forgive me every day. No, you grow up. That's what this lesson is about. You need to grow up into the things of God and not just stew in that same old place that you've been in for 50 years. The church has been going on for a long time and people are still sinning. They're still having to run to the altar and fall to the altar and scream, forgive me, I repent, I repent. Now, it's all right to do that, but at some point you need to grow past that. It's to where I'm fully matured and I don't have to put on these baby diapers anymore. I don't put that rattler in my mouth anymore. I don't have to drink this milk anymore. I can walk like a man. I can gird myself up with the Word of God and with the power of God and with the strength of God, and I can work the works that God sent me to do while it is day. Because saints of God, when night comes, you can't work. When you're dead, you can't work no more. And that's what that night stuff means. Is that when you lived your life out and you're gone, you can't work no more. So if you have all you haven't finished, it won't get finished in the name of Jesus. So that's why we have to take this space and this time where when we're on this earth right now, we're here to do the things that God has called us to do. You know, we just can't roam around free as a bird, you know, eating, drinking, and making merry. You know, we're not here to seek and have endless pleasures. Remember this, saints. No, we're here to give back to God. Listen at this. We're here to give back to God what Adam and Eve and Satan stole from us. Folks, you know, they think they can live according to their flesh and ignoring what God say, and they believe there's not going to be any consequences. It's not going to be any consequences for that. If the story that we heard about Adam and Eve, if it's true, then you need to understand they were put out of the garden. When they sinned, it was some consequences. They was put out of the garden, and they had to work out of the sweat of their brow the rest of their lives. God no longer did everything for them, you know? What do you think your punishment will be for disobedience? It might look like to you that there's no accountability or there's no punishment for the evil things, but don't be deceived. God said, I'm not mocked. You can't mock me. So whatsoever a man soweth, that he shall also reap. Sin is a reproach to God. It is a expression of disapproval. He disapproves of it. Disgrace, and it's a discredit to God. All the things that he is, all the things, how wonderfully he made us, how powerful he made us, how perfect he made us from his own self. You know, he created us in his own likeness, in his own image. How do you think he feel about that? It discredits him, you know, that we would turn and do things like the world and say things like the world and not obey him. And I say the reason being is that God is a holy, righteous God. He's perfect. He's the truth. He's the spirit. He's the life. And he's the maker of all good things. So how can you throw that and flunk that back in his face after he's done so much for us? Sin is evil. It's against all God stands for. So naturally, he hates sin and he hates Satan. Let's wake up, saints. Let's shake ourselves. Look around and realize we're not in this world to be comfortable, to take our shoes off, so to speak, and just enjoy all life has to offer. So we're here to bring the people and ourselves back under the sovereign authority of the power of God so that we can be with him in heaven forever and ever. If we begin to think about God, you know what his plan and his purpose is for us, we can live like the church that he has made us to be. Once we do these things, we can live holy and righteous without blame. We can live untainted by the world. We won't be wrongfully influenced by this corrupt, demonic world. Every day, people are choosing to live their lives in a direct contrast to what the Word of God says. Somehow, they feel like they can do this, and this is okay. But what's more striking is when we see and we hear preachers and pastors and teachers of the Word of God. They're supposed to be Christians. They're supposed to be Christians. That they're doing the same things that the world people are doing. They sort of sneak by, you know, what the Bible says, and they go along a little bit with the general consensus of this world. This is wrong. This is a sin. And God is not going to stand for it. I want you to know that. He's not going to stand for it. It's time for the church to rise up in the power of God. Do their works. Take back all that Satan has stolen from us. It's just not a cute saying. Take back what the devil stole from you. Yeah. Okay. You can sing it, but let's do it. Let's just get it done. We have power over all the power of the devil, and there's nothing that can hurt us. We have to get that stamped in our brain that we have power over all the power of the enemy, and he really cannot hurt us. See, that's why we're afraid, because we think cancer going to kill us. We think diabetes is going to kill us. No, it cannot kill you when you believe that God is your healer and God is your strength and God protects you with everything, and he gave you power over all that power of sickness and disease and over all those evil spirits, and ain't can't nothing hurt you. Once that gets stamped in your brain, Satan can't do nothing with you. You know? He is defeated as he's concerned with you, he's defeated because he can't defeat you. In Mark 9:1, Jesus said to them, "Verily I say unto you, that there be some of them that stand here which shall not taste death. Still, they have seen the kingdom of God come with power." Don't you want to see the kingdom of God come with power in 2021 and beyond? Don't you want to see it start today, believing that you're going to see the kingdom of God come in power right now? You need him to come in power. You need that kingdom to come in power in your life right now. You need to stamp out every sickness, stamp out every disease, stamp out every sin. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. You need to be stamping stuff out. You need to be praying and asking God, "Lord, let that kingdom come. Let your power come in the name of Jesus. And let it come with me. Let it start in my house. Let it start in me right now in the name of Jesus." You know, many wonder today just when there will be an outpouring of the power and the presence of God. I can tell you this. When you start praying for it, and you start asking for it, and you start crying out to the Lord for it, oh, it's coming. He's going to send it. God can do nothing in this earth until we ask him, until we act like everyone is all, you know, in. We have to act like everyone, every Christian is all in with all of the word of God. You know, we can't just act like it's all up to God and we don't have anything to do or anything to say about what's going on. This is not true. You know, if we want to witness a move of the Spirit of God, and if we want to see the power of God in this earth, the kingdom of God coming in power, we must ask him for this. You know, if we want the power of God to come, if we want the kingdom to come on this earth with power, we have to pray for it. Jesus said, when the disciples asked him how to pray, this is what Jesus said. He said, "You pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." That's the same prayer that we're going to have to pray, saints of God. We have to pray for God's kingdom to come in this earth as it is in heaven. Philippians 4 and 6, Paul says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." This is what we have to do. God can only act when we come to him in prayer. Prayer is a superior supernatural weapon that God has given us to use. It must be owned and operated by us in every shape, form, and fashion, because it's how we live. We live by faith and not by sight. We have to act. You know, at some point, we have to act and get it working. We have to act like the Spirit of God can work in us, and he will. We, you know, we have to have understanding and knowledge of what the Word of God is saying. And that's what I'm giving you today, saints of God. I'm giving you word and knowledge of how we should act in order for God to act in our life. You know, we have to act and do the things that God is telling us to do, saints of God. That's what we have to do. We must know, you know, what it is and how to effectually use the word of God. We have to know how to operate in prayer. You know, our learning experience and in doing the works of the Bible. We're working for possession, which is the state of owning and controlling something. We have to own the spiritual works. The children of Israel was given by God land flowing with milk and honey. God himself gave them the land, and he told them to go in and possess it. We surely we've heard this story.